Good morning. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Creval first quarter 2019 financial results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Luigi Lovaglio, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. My warm welcome to all of you, and many thanks for joining us on Creval first quarter results presentation. Let's start by saying that since my appointment at the end of February, we are working to the new plan, and it's a pleasure to say that we are progressing quite well, and we are pleased to inform you that we have set the date of the strategic plan presentation on June 18th. I believe that the first quarter results should be seen from such perspective. Let's start with some key highlights. Net profit, 8 million euro compared to a net loss of 30 million last year. 5.6% growth of deposit volumes quarter-on-quarter. Costs slightly down on comparable basis. Further consolidation of the bank's position in terms of capital, asset quality, and liquidity with CET1 fully loaded at 14%. LCR well above 100%, a coverage ratio at 56.5%. New draft SREP letter set minimum requirement CET1 at 8.25%, with practical minimal impact on the strong excess of capital we have. Let's move on to further details. As I mentioned, we reported in the quarter a net profit of 8.4 million euro compared to a net loss of 30 million of last year. As we will see in the next slides, during last year, there were many extraordinary items which are making the year-on-year comparison quite difficult. Just looking at this quarter, you will see that net profit 8.4 million is affected by 8 million of yearly resolution fees fully accounted in the first quarter. Let's move on the operational drivers. We reported a net operating income of 36.2 million compared to the loss of last year of 12.2 million. On comparable basis quarter-on-quarter, the net operating income is the result of a similar level of revenues and a slightly lower level of cost. In fact, as I was mentioning, level of first quarter revenue at 157 million is the same level of previous quarter, almost with a different dynamic of the key drivers. As far as interest income is concerned, you can see a positive dynamics driven by the core business with interest spread slightly up quarter-on-quarter. I believe it has been noted that the quarterly dynamic is additionally affected by days that are two days less. We are practically two days less in this quarter compared to the previous one. Looking at the drivers of interest income, we can see that we reported a growth in retail business quarter-on-quarter of 0.7%, while we have a drop of 2.2% on corporate and institutional loan. I believe that we can see some positive signals of the new approach on focusing on retail and small business rather than large tickets. Looking at the level of security portfolio, we can see that we are gradually reducing our position. In the first quarter, we decreased by more than 600 million. We will take advantage of any window of opportunity to further decrease the level of the current portfolio we have. The first results of the commercial focus is visible on deposit dynamic, up by 5.6% quarter-on-quarter, driving the early growth pace to 12.4% year-on-year, partly also by shifting the bonds that were expiring. We wanted to test our network capability to react quickly to commercial direction, and the good results on deposit dynamic is giving positive signals for the future. The decrease of volumes, not strictly commercial, is as well the results of new commercial focus. The combination of the two trends further reinforced our liquidity position, as you will see in the next slide. Sorry. Coming slides, with LCR and NSFR well above the regulatory limits. Positive trend quarter-on-quarter is also showing our indirect deposit volumes, thanks to asset management. As I was mentioning, the improvement on liquidity position is further reinforcing our buffer on liquidity regulatory requirements. Now, let's come back to P&L, in particular to fees and commissions. Total fees overall are decreasing. However, it should be pointed out that if we consider all fees, excluding the asset management-related ones, the level of those fees is almost similar to the one of previous year. The drop of asset management category is connected with an exceptional upfront contribution connected to some special campaign promoted in the first quarter last year, and also during the last quarter. Asset management business is an important part of our commercial activity, and will be one of the area where we are going to be focused, particularly in our strategic plan. Especially considering our market and geographical position, where we see that we have significant room for improvement. Let's move on costs. On a reported basis, we decrease our cost year-on-year, but we should consider that in 2018, we accounted more than 50 million HR cost in connection with the layoffs program. On comparable basis and looking at the quarter-on-quarter dynamics, total costs are slightly decreasing. The last slides are relating to asset quality. We improved significantly year-on-year our NPL stock, thanks to the 2018 sales, reducing by more than 40% gross and net volumes. We kept decreasing also in the first quarter. The approach on avoiding loans not profitable just for getting volumes could influence, in the short term, the nominal ratio dynamics. The approach towards NPE management will be one of the key elements of our strategic plan. Coverage ratio further improving to 56.5%, and cost of risk kept at the same level of the previous quarter. We reported in the first quarter a further consolidation of our capital position with CET1 fully loaded at 14%. Just yesterday, as board, we acknowledged the new SREP indication, National Bank of Italy, with Common Equity Tier 1 at 18.25%. The level of 8.25% is leaving practically unchanged our strong excess of capital. Conclusion. We launched since March an in-depth strategic review concerning all key areas of our business. As I mentioned, the outcome will be presented on June 18th. We are working also in preparing the organization to the execution of the plan, and we are already also addressing the important areas like business focus, process simplification, effective credit underwriting, and proactive risk monitoring, as well operational efficiency. As I was mentioning at the beginning, the first quarter results should be seen in the frame of such preparation of the new strategic plan. Some positive signals in terms of first guideline execution are already visible in the deposit trends and credit underwriting management. In conclusion, the first quarter results are good, is a good base for building up our plan and our ambitions. Thank you for the attention. We're waiting for a question, if any.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Irene Rossetto with MainFirst. Please go ahead, madam.
Yes, hello to everyone. Thanks for taking my question. About the weakness of the fee income, do you expect it to stay at this level going forward, or do you expect to be able to counterbalance the effect of the lack of the upfront campaign of the past years? The second question is about potential consolidation within the sector. How do you see Creval positioned with respect to this possibility? Thanks.
Okay. As I was mentioning, fees commission, we are dealing with the issue because it's clear that we would like our fees and commission to be a different level of the current one, right? First, try to understand what is the dynamic of our traditional commercial businesses. That's why we already are keeping separated the focus, no? On commercial, what we call traditional operational business, it's clear that we have to grow because this is strictly connected with the capability of the bank to get new customers and to have the old customer working more with the bank. The current level is considered a very good starting point, but should be grow. On asset management, it's clear that to come back to some level like the first quarter last year is quite difficult. The base of the first quarter should be considered a really starting point, you know, because if we want to improve profitability, I think considering our positioning on the market and the being asset management, one of the key products on which we can also increase our cross-selling with customer, we expect to have first quarter as a starting point. Clearly, we would like this level to grow during the year. As far as consolidation, if I understand well the question, I have to say that we are really strongly focused on restarting the commercial activity of the bank, because I believe that we have room to present ourselves tomorrow in any discussion with any potential partners in a much better condition than today, because we have potential for that, both in looking at the improvements of our commercial activity and also increasing our mid- and long-term profitability. So the focus at the current stage is to make this bank growing in a sustainable way.
Thanks.
The next question is from Andrea Lisi with Equita. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for the call. I want to ask you several questions on my side. The first one, if the CET1 at 14% already includes the contribution from Nexi. The second one, I mean that you will give more disclosure during the presentation of the business plan, but I want to ask you whether you have a large CET1 with the possibility to use it for different ways. So if you want, if you prefer to use it more for increased lending and the commercial activity, or to complete the risking, or maybe both. And the last one, if you can provide us the sensitivity of the CET1 to an increase of the spread in 100 bps. Excuse me, last question is also if you can tell us which is the amount of govies that you can consider happy with. Thank you.
Sorry, there is unfortunately not a very good connection, so probably we missed some points. So I tried to answer what I understand the question. The first question was if Nexi is included. The answer is no, because the approach we are going to use is to put in presentation and to spend what already we achieved, not what we will achieve. The second point is if we are going to think how to use the excess of capital. I understand well?
Yeah.
Yes. So I believe no, in the sense that the excess of capital will be used just to finance the growing of the commercial activity of the bank, because I think that this is how we can properly reward our shareholders and to have a proper return on capital. So commercial activity of the bank, this is what we are going to use with the capital. The third question, sorry, because I think we missed everybody here in the room the real...
Yeah, I asked you if you can provide us a new sensitivity of the CET1 to an increase in spread of 100 bps.
So I think this was something was already provided, these 25 bps for 100.
Excuse me.
Yes, I think it was already provided. It's clear that now we have to rethink, but will not change dramatically this sensitivity. We have to rethink based on the business plan. But anyway, it's 25 bps for 100 bps.
Okay, and the last question, excuse me, was on which level of exposure to govies you will be happy with. Thank you. If any.
No, it's clear that this is a difficult question. No, it's clear. We want to decrease, and I was mentioning we will take advantage of any window of opportunity. But at the same time, we are also looking at the opportunity to understand what is the cost of a potential hedging of this risk, interest risk. So if the market will allow us, we will go quite quickly. If the market will not allow us, we try to reach a trade-off. But the goal is to decrease this position, to make free capital and money and liquidity to finance the development of the bank on commercial side.
Thank you.
The next question is from Noemi Peruch with Mediobanca. Please go ahead, madam.
Good morning. I have three questions, if I may. The first one is on capital. Could you please walk us through the capital evolution in the quarter, also in light of the 18 bps IFRS 16 impact? And could you please disclose the impact of the capital gain from Nexi? The second one is on loan growth. As you focus more on SME and retail, should we expect the stock to go down further during the year? And do you expect any impact on NII from this? The last one is on cost of risk. Do loan losses include any one-off in this quarter? And would you consider the Q1 cost of risk a good proxy for the rest of the year? Thank you.
Okay, I will, as we have colleagues with me, so probably I will ask them to go through the capital dynamics, but I think it's quite simple because we don't have any complication. But as far as Nexi, the overall estimation, clearly a part is connected with the sale, a part will be the valuation of the remaining 0.3%, if I remember well, that will be on our books. So more or less we are going to have a positive impact of around 19 million. No? The second point, I think the third point is the cost of risk. It's clear that I mentioned we want to grow in a responsible way in terms of risk approach. And one of the drivers of our profitability improvement, by definition, would be the better capability in underwriting, fixing some very strict rules and limiting as much as possible discretional approach in network as far as it concerns the lending to retail. And retail, I mean consumer lending, mortgages, and small business. So it's a must. We have to have this capability to lend properly and to reduce the cost of risk. This is one of the pillars will be one of the pillars of our strategy, and I strongly believe that we have the capability to do it. I will ask now Fabio probably to go through.
Yes, in terms of our CET1 ratio, out of 50 bps of increase and in the quarter, 15 bps are related to the movement of the evaluation reserves compared to the end of 2018, that improved during the quarter. 26 bps are related to lower deduction from the CET1 ratio for participation and DTAs, and 10 bps are related to the lower risk-weighted assets coherently with the trend of the customer loans in the quarter.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one. The next question is a follow-up from Andrea Lisi with Equita. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for taking my further question. I want to ask you whether maybe I missed it because the connection was a bit noisy, but I want to ask you whether you have intention to pursue the de-risking maybe with other disposal of bad loans. Thank you.
I think I was mentioning in all the presses from the very day one I was appointed. It's clear that we have to strengthen, let's put it this way, our asset availability and the balance sheet structure.
Okay.
We are focused on further improving our level of stock on NPE, because we believe that this is a driver of as well profitability and at the same time also cleaning and focusing all the management in what is the core business of the bank. So we are thinking about that, and clearly in June, when we are going to disclose the plan, we will give a comprehensive answer, a detailed information about the approach that we are using now to tackle and face the issue of NPE.
Okay, thank you, very clear.
Mr. Lovaglio, gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, so thank you very much. Thank you for listening to us, and see you at the presentation of the plan of Creval. Thank you.